Hello and welcome back to another episode of Your Drone Questions Answered. I'm John Dicko with the Drone Launch Academy, here to find the answers to your drone questions, the questions that you submit to us. And today's question is, do I need drone insurance? That's a really good question. Today I have with me David Young. He's the founder of Drone Launch Academy. David, thanks for being back with me here today.
What's up, John? Good to be back. Always good to talk about more drone topics. Do you want me just to dive right in?
Dive right in. When would somebody need drone insurance?
Sure. So usually there's two categories we're talking about. Number one is if you're doing it for a business. So that would be like commercial use. Sometimes people call this Part 107. You're doing it under Part 107. You have a drone license. You're doing work for somebody. The other one would be recreational use, hobbyist use, model aircraft. Those are all used sort of synonymously. And that's like a different category. Let's first talk about hobbyist. If you're just flying drones purely for fun, you're going out in your backyard, capturing pictures of the sunset, what have you. Typically, a drone will be covered under your homeowner's insurance. So I recently got my homeowner's insurance renewed. It's very expensive in Florida, unfortunately, because we have so many hurricanes. But I noticed in that policy that it said they made some updates to like definitions of drones. I mean, if you're bored on a Friday night, what else are you gonna do except read your homeowner's insurance policy? But they made updates to like drones, the definitions of what a UAV is or a model aircraft, all this stuff. But essentially what you need to know is typically it's counted as your personal property. So if a tornado came through, wrecked your house, you know, messed up all your computers and your TVs and your drones, it would be lumped into that. You could get it replaced based on whatever policy settings you have. Limits, I think, is probably the more appropriate term there. Then let's say you go and you cause damage, right? You're flying your drone around, you accidentally crash it into your neighbor's house, or you crash it into your own house or whatever. Again, you could have to, the disclaimer of check your own policy. But from what I've seen, that would count as, it would cover you as under your like personal liability for like medical bills, property damage, things like that. Just like if you were to be playing football in your yard and you throw a football and break your neighbor's window or something. That's my understanding of it. I'm not an insurance agent, but from my experience in the biz and talking to people and research, that's sort of the conclusions that I've seen. Okay. So if you're just flying it for fun, typically you're covered under your homeowner's or renter's insurance if you're on one. Renter's insurance, homeowner's insurance are pretty similar. Majority of the cases, that's what I've seen. Now let's flip it over to commercial. So you're going out to fly for commercial use. This is usually excluded under your homeowner's or renter's policy, anything like for business use. So you would need to think about your own coverage. And there's a couple different types. Well, first off, why would you even want to get drone insurance? A lot of times your clients might require it. And if not, usually it's just a good professional thing to say, hey, I'm licensed and insured, right? You want to be able to say that as a business owner, or maybe you work for a company and they require it, whatever it is. You also probably want that peace of mind. You don't want to like mess something up and you cause a ton of damage on a client or whatever. And that could just literally put you out of business just because you wanted to save like 15 bucks for an hour of flying, as you'll find out here in a minute. It's very smart to have it, especially the liability coverage for sure. Now there's two types, or there's more than two, but two primary types. One is liability coverage, which is I messed up with my drone or something happened with my drone. I caused damage to someone else, right? I caused a wreck. One instance that I can remember specifically, I was talking to someone who was working on a construction site and they were flying their drone around. They had given the proper notices, but apparently the crane operator either ignored it or didn't pay attention to whatever it was. And the drone and the crane collided and the drone fell out of the sky and crashed into the construction site. Now, luckily, crane's pretty durable. The drone didn't do anything to the crane and the drone just landed on top of the crane. And everybody's very like upset. I'm like, oh, how did this happen? And there was a lot of like incident review stuff. But from a damage perspective, there wasn't much damage. But let's say it got caught up in the wires of the crane or something, and then the crane dropped it. You know, like it could have caused a bunch of havoc, right? And they could have tried, at least legally, to come after the drone operator. And maybe it was his fault, maybe it wasn't. I don't know. You don't want to be in that situation, right? And not have liability insurance. So that's what liability insurance would cover. And I think what's standard is about $1 million of liability coverage. So let's say you're doing real estate or video production, something like that. Probably $1 million is good. $1 million to $2 million. I know for construction, like what I just mentioned, a lot of times those sites will require $5 million and up, just because there's a lot of heavy machinery. Things are very expensive. They're big on safety, liability. So you might have to get increased limits there. And they will often want to be named as a quote, additionally insured. So basically they could make a claim on your policy if you cause some problems. So that's something to know about the legal or the liability coverage for on the commercial side. Now, flip side, there's something where basically they'll protect your actual drone. It's called hull insurance. This comes from back when you're talking about aircraft insurance. The hull of an aircraft is like the actual structural, you know, fuselage part of an aircraft, ensuring that since drones are technically aircraft, that terminology has come over with it. But hull insurance is just going to protect your drone. So you crash your drone into a tree, hits the ground, and a motor breaks off. This would cover that. Now, if you're looking at your little $400 DJI drones, might not make sense to get hull insurance. A lot of times it's like the cost is going to be more than just replacing the drone. But if you have, you know, a $20,000 drone, you're doing thermal inspections, something like that, it may make sense to do that. For the actual drone, the flying machine itself. And if some drones have the camera attached, some don't. There are some drones, Inspire 2 drone, for instance. And Inspire 1, you can put different types of cameras, payloads, as they call them, on there. Same thing with like the Matrice series drones. You can put a thermal sensor, you can put a zoom camera, you can put all these different types of things. So many times those will be insured separately. So maybe you'll have your hull insurance for your drone, the physical drone, and then you might have separate insurance, or maybe even on the same policy, but sort of listed differently, would be all of your sensors. Because sometimes these sensors alone can be, you know, 10 grand, 20 grand. If you're talking about LiDAR, these things can be hundreds of thousands of dollars just for the piece that attaches in. So those would be insured separately, the payload insurance. That's what you need to be thinking about there. Now, if you're like just starting out in the business, you're like, how much is this going to cost me for just, I just want to get $1 million of liability coverage to go do a real estate job at a nice luxury property, whatever, right? You can go to companies, there are more and more popping up, but one that I've liked in the past is skywatch.ai. They're good. And then you can also get drone insurance through another cool company called Autopilot, Pilot with a Y. They partner with that. You can go into their app and they do flight planning and stuff. Through their app, you can get quotes for drone insurance. They've partnered with some brokers and stuff through there. So there's on-demand insurance, which is like, I'm going to get liability insurance just for one specific job, right? So I'm going to get it for an hour for this sort of like half mile radius. And they'll look to see, okay, is there like a hospital there or like any other right risks? And if it's like a low risk area, you can get half an hour to an hour of drone insurance for like $15, like $1 million of liability last time I checked. So that's sort of a good benchmark you can plan for, maybe like $15 per job of insurance minimum. Okay. You can build that into your price. So it's on the low end. If you're going to do, I think the breaking point is about five to six jobs a month. If you're doing more than that, or you require like bigger policies, you might want to consider just like an annual policy. Those can range from probably on the low end, like $50 a month. Yeah. 50 to 80 is probably decent for that sort of range that would cover you for the whole year, unlimited amount of missions, all that stuff. And then on those policies, you can add in the hull insurance, payload insurance, what have you. And the prices will go up from there. And typically the price, it's hard to give a price for the hull insurance stuff because that just depends on the value of your drone. But I've seen things that say anywhere from like 5 to 10% of the value of your insured stuff per year is like the cost of those policies. So you can get quotes. It's kind of annoying because you just want to see price listed out, but everybody's like, get a quote, and they make you put your information in and all that stuff. But sometimes that's the only way to do it. But that's kind of a ballpark you can think of. And typically those hull insurance, so basically it's protecting your equipment. So if it gets wrecked, you can get it covered and get new equipment. There usually is like a deductible on there. I think the last time I heard when I was talking to Skywatch, I think they said it was 12%. Is it 8 or 12% of the value of the drone is your deductible? So if you crash a $10,000 drone, you know, you pay $800 to $1,200 and then they replace it for you, whoever your insurance company is. So that's sort of the range you're looking at here. And drone insurance, there's going to be more and more people out there. So it's pretty competitive. So rates will usually stay fairly low or around a similar area. But yeah, I would recommend getting it. And that's my total overview of drone insurance. So if you have any follow-up questions, happy to dive in deeper.
Well, I think that was a fantastic overview. And going into this conversation, my mind was just that, yeah, you crash your drone, so you want to get some of your money back. But the liability aspect seems to be important for both commercial and personal hobbyist uses for drones. I mean, it's the idea that you might damage something or injure somebody could cost you a lot. And so drone insurance for liability just seems like such a good idea. And then just kind of the options that you listed out, the fact that you can kind of go by a case-by-case basis, you can select different types of liability haul, different selections you can make for insurance, which seems to make things a lot more easier.
Yeah, I don't see many people getting hull insurance for those like $1,000 and under drones, just because the process of like getting the policy, and then if you do wreck it, like it's just a lot of paperwork, red tape, just in doing an insurance claim. It's like, is it even worth it if you're going to just have to replace it anyways or pay a portion of it? But it's when people sort of get more of those enterprise level drones, you know, where it's going to be, oh, like they don't want to take it. You just got to think of the risk to your business. Do I want to take the risk of having to replace this $20,000 piece of equipment, or do I want to just, you know, pay $500 a year to insure it, or $500,000 a year to insure it just to make sure I don't have a disruption in my business? And I know people who have thermal drones, they'll break, you know, things happen, a big gust of wind comes and it crashes it into a building because they're flying close to do an inspection or something. If that's your business and you're counting on that equipment to always be available to go do those, now business stops. So now you have an expense to put out, and you don't have as much money coming in. So just like any business, it's good to just have that stuff taken care of.
Absolutely. Well, David, thank you for this. I really appreciate it. We've gotten a few of these questions, I'd say, in the past few weeks. And so this was a really excellent overview, and it was a kind of a good follow-up from our recent autopilot episode. So very, very cool. So David Young, founder, Drone Launch Academy, thank you again for being here. Always a pleasure having you on here and having your expertise on drones. If you have a drone question, you can submit it to us. Go ahead and submit your drone question at ydqa.io. Type it in there. We'll see it. Or if you're part of the Drone Launch Connect community, go ahead and type it in there. Speak it out over the community and we'll see it, and we'll find someone to answer your question. In the meantime, we'll see you in the sky.